Oh, this is very dirty. Do you like to go blue? This is for the ladies.
Just because I'm from Montana does not mean we believe in bestiality. Do you know what's grosser than acne scars on Bill Murray's penis? Michael Keaton's missing testicle.
Oh, bye-bye.
I don't have a gag reflex. It's not a joke. It's just...
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
My tiny little nipples went to France.
Is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh my god, gay.
Oh, it's a computer that's stupid, not you, right?
What is your major malfunction, numbnut? Loud noises!
Howdy, peoples, and welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2/10. Hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. My name is Tim, and I have searched the worldwide interweb looking for the funny for your amusement. Let's get right to it, shall we? Have you ever loved someone so much that you'd kill for them? Well, me neither. But perhaps Paul McCartney feels differently. Here's a little band out of Liverpool, the Beatles with I'll Kill.
Who knows how long I've loved you, but you don't love me still. What can I do to convince you? If you want me to, I'll kill. Just pick an old ex-boyfriend, and then with no remorse, I will hunt him down and kill him, and present you with the corpse. Killing whoever for your pleasure, stab him right in the heart. Our love is better when they're deader. I want to cut them apart. And when at last they find me, they'll throw me into jail. But although I'll be in prison, I'll be thinking about your kissing. If you'd only fucking listen to me, oh, you know I'll kill. I'll kill.
Of course it wasn't the real Beatles. What are you, stupid?
Just messing with you.
Found that on funnyordie.com. Anyway, got some news for you, but first let's listen to some vintage bloopers featuring a very intoxicated Orson Welles.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So pour my son.
102, take three.
Action, please.
Ah, the French.
Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
The new super bladder improves urination. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Duke University's Institute for Medical Development unveiled the super bladder today, hailing its ability to process virtually unlimited quantities of liquids. Duke scientist Elaine Tuttle.
The super bladder spews forth urine with five variable speed settings and in adjustable spray patterns. We believe it will render conventional human bladders obsolete.
Tuttle says the super bladder is the most ambitious project from the Institute since the turbo rectum. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That's all the time we have left for this episode of the podcast. Please to be returning tomorrow when I douse my groin with lighter fluid and set my scrotum on fire. Hey, there's more than one way to get to those bothersome, hard-to-reach places when you're manscaping. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Shut up!